Christmas, my friends. Thank you for tuning in to another fantastic and merry edition of the Vero Insider. I'm your happy hostess with the mostest, ready to ring in 2017, to say the least, Anna Valencia Tillery in the studio with incredibly good radio voice, handsome men. This is the way to do a Christmas show.
More.
Right? I am very proud of all my good choices, to say the least. Hey, Cindy.
Yeah.
I just wanted to give you a quick Christmas one-liner. I think that you gentlemen will appreciate this one.
Okay.
What do you call a child who doesn't believe in Santa?
Presentless.
I like where you're going with that. However, he's a rebel without a clause.
Oh, yeah.
It's so cheesy.
That's a good one.
Yeah, well, the kids are out of school this week and next, so I figure cheesy, clean Christmas one-liners is a necessity, and you are welcome, folks.
Yeah.
You are welcome. Before I introduce you to our fantastic guests who have riveting information on ways that we can continuously improve ourselves for the new year and get engaged with community efforts and enhance what we do from a media perspective, I do want to give a big thanks to the Blue Star for this delicious bottle of Cabernet Sauvignon. It's a little Argentinian Mendoza number, and it is drinking very beautifully. You can tell that it has some earthy tones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think this is a good red wine for pairing with one of her braised meats that are currently on the menu for this holiday season. You know, red wine, slow cooked meat, it's like the thing to do at Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And this chillier time of year, you know, in the 78s, low 80s that we deal with here in Florida.
You just have
How we suffer.
Yeah, just the air conditioning on for a little bit less time.
Exactly.
Yeah, we love that.
I mean, hey, we can still eat as though it's cold outside.
Right.
That's what we do.
Yeah.
In fact, I also want to do a quick shout out for the Blue Star and have everybody save the date, because on New Year's Day, you can don your cutest pajamas and come in for the annual Blue Star New Year's Day brunch.
Yay.
Yeah.
Great idea.
It's a plated affair. Great selection. Some of the most unique, I mean, honest to gosh, the most clever Benedict creations you could have ever asked for. All, of course, calorie-free, folks.
Right.
So when you start off the new year, you can go to the Blue Star, enjoy some two-for-one Bellinis, mimosas, some delicious brunch dishes, and come in your pajamas.
So stumble in.
That's
stumble in from the night before, and there you
we
go.
We pass
start
no
over.
Judgment.
No, right.
No judgment.
No.
We're going to pass no
stumble
judgment
in
at the Blue Star.
Yeah.
Hey, it happens to the best of us. 12 to 4, New Year's Day, reservations encouraged if you're going to have more than two people. So there you go. There's some gifts
start
that just
your
keep
food
giving.
Resolutions the day after you go to the Blue Star.
The day after.
Kicking
yeah.
it off on January 1 is just a little too much.
That's like, that's so 2016.
Right? So dated.
Yeah. We're dated.
I love it. Okay, so I have two gentlemen in the studio that I think are really going to be a wealth of information for our listeners. First off, he is a business advisor, speaker, and author whose skill sets help to optimize branding, marketing, and content plans for startups, established businesses, individuals, entrepreneurs, you name it. Mr. Lauren Weissman, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Anna.
It's been a couple of weeks now since we've been able to have a one-on-one and begin our collaboration process in the programming of the Vero Insider, as well as for White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery. And I have to admit, when we sat down and had that initial consultation, I was blown away by how many good tips you have and how insightful you are, because you do know so much about the different outlets within the internet world that, I guess I was really living in the dark black ages. I had no idea there were so many layers. And so you can provide that and so much more to all of those local businesses and nonprofits and so forth. Is this a fair assumption?
Yeah, well, also, it comes to who you are. When we sat down, what's different than a lot of branding that's happened in the past is people walk in and say, okay, I'm going to create your brand for you. when you create a brand, all the questions that you answered for me, your personality, your persona, what you do with the Vero Insider, what you do with White Glove Moving, all of those pieces coming together, setting a foundation, allow you to do that much more, that much in an easier way, that much more effectively, and then being able to reach that much further. So, and I was reviewing your words, I think it was early this morning, and I'm thinking, this is just going to be a fun walk in the park.
Oh, yay.
So, oh, yeah.
He likes adjectives, folks. He loves adjectives. So, Lauren, let's talk about some of the speaker engagements that you do and the fact that you're an author.
Okay. I came from a background of music. I started as a drummer to try to meet women.
Well said.
Okay, let's go to honesty.
Let's lay it out there, right, Freddie? I like it.
Yeah,
700 albums later, it's funny, people spend 20 years getting in. I wanted to get out. I wrote 3 books on the music industry, and on my last book tour, we did 63 cities in 73 days.
Wow.
We found more people in different businesses. We had doctors, we had lobbyists, we had lawyers, we had dentists. All these different professionals were coming out. I'm saying, well, what instrument do you play? I said, no, I saw your book. So I found that for my career in television and music, these things overlapped into many other areas. And they overlap into nonprofits. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, when you look at with Mr. Fork, I remember the last name. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mr. Freddie Wolfork.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When you bring an element where you differentiate and you draw the engagement to the story of not just give, or that dominant, over-assertive, give now, you need to help. And you start explaining things and connecting people, and they vicariously resonate with you, whether they've given $1, $1,000, or nothing. And then they're going to reach that much further. And that goes for any business, profit or nonprofit. And so
we all
when
like
you,
to share a story.
Exactly. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And when the basis of that story is in place, it's easier to create more stories that become more engaging that hold an audience in instead of pushing them away.
And that's a very important point, simply because when you try to sell a person on giving, that person doesn't feel comfortable.
Oh, gosh,
but
no.
What I've learned in my years of public relations is that you want to lay out a presentation, and they may want a yellow Corvette, and don't sell them a red Corvette, because what is going to happen in the future, they're going to trade that Corvette to get the color they want. Mm. So even when I was in insurance sales, I made sure I did my financial needs analysis, that the person plug in the figures they saw, was a debt liquidation, paying off their home, sending the kid to college. And once they finish those figures, you're able to give the sum at the bottom and say, this is your exposure. How do you want to handle it? They say, I think I like term life. Good decision.
Right.
They,
mm-hmm.
they
what
purchase.
Fits for you.
What's
mm-hmm.
What fits for you. Not all sizes fit all. No, that's not right.
Well, and for our listeners who are familiar with that voice, and for those who aren't, Mr. Freddie Wolfork of the Gifford Youth Achievement Center.
Mm-hmm. Thank
he
you.
Is the director of public relations and facilities in that impressive, impressive structure there off of a 43rd and 49th
Street.
Right?
We call it the miracle on 43rd Avenue.
Oh, isn't that clever? That's a great story branding and
yes.
a tie-in for the holidays
yes.
and
exactly.
everything else.
Mm-hmm.
So we have you here for a couple of different reasons, and I definitely want to be able to circle back and tap into Lauren's brain and retrieve some of those great tips for our listeners, because before we know it, 2017 is here, and creating some plans during that downtime between Christmas and New Year, I think is going to be vital for all of us, and I am going to take heed on that information and myself. But with that being said, you just had an amazing toy drive, and you were able to distribute hundreds of toys.
Hundreds of toys. It was absolutely out of this world to see those parents and kids come out. And the toys are great, mm-hmm. but the toys also help us to build relationships with those parents and with those children. That is very, very paramount in our presentation. When they come there, that child's eyes lights up, because now where they thought they weren't going to get anything. And these are deprived
sure.
families.
Mm-hmm.
And we are able to substitute that sadness with happiness through that toy. We're going to do a second phase very soon, because we want not only the kids at the Gifford Youth Achievement Center to receive toys, but we want kids who don't attend the Gifford Youth Achievement Center. Uh-huh. I learned something in my 19 years of being there, is that tithing is very helpful and healthy when you don't look just for yourself, what you can get for your organization, but look out into the community and around the state where I can help another organization up. We get toys from different distributors, and we so readily give those toys and other gadgets to other agencies. So that's why we're so blessed, because we don't hoard in everything for ourselves and not spread and share with others.
Well said.
Thank you.
And there are no shortage of opportunities for collaboration when it comes to the nonprofit sector within Indian River County, not to mention in the neighboring areas. So let's just kind of recap the fact that the lovely Cindy Getz and 20 of her friends all helped to collaborate by taking a big task and chiseling it down so it was more bite size. So she had 20 partners and asked for all those 20 partners to bring in at least 10 gifts so that they could satisfy the need of the 200.
And that's a very good point, and I learned that particular marketing skill some years back. When we first opened up the Gifford Youth Achievement Center, it was called a Gift Activity Center.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And,
mm-hmm.
and we were so geared to raise funds, and we want to sell the customers and the vendors and the donors the whole pie. And we kept wondering, why isn't the whole pie being taken and eaten? And one of our board members said, you need to cut it up in slices.
Yeah,
and that's what
we
did. Mm-hmm. We cut it in slices, mm-hmm. and then we had summer rec here. We had after-school program here. We have gifts here. And different things that different people want to be a part of, mm-hmm. they felt comfortable moving in that arena. And even our summer programs that we had did the same thing. One year we had $50,000 to come in. After we sliced it up and allowed people to do what they want to, $150,000 came in. So it makes,
mm-hmm.
a lot of sense to allow people to give in the area they feel comfortable. And the same thing happened here over at Miss Liz Mayo home. I want to say to her, thank her so much for opening up a home to bring over eight young little kids, mm-hmm. along with staff. And we had our building engineer to come. He's a pianist who played the music. And we sang Christmas carols and had everybody going. And one song, I put a tail on it, but you wouldn't believe. You thought Stevie Wonder was singing.
Oh, he's not bragging, just stating facts.
I'll just state the facts. Hey, it is what it is.
I can't help my tail. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, let's give a quick shout out to some of those wonderful helpers. Tim Gerard, Liz Mayo, of course, Janie Hoover, Judy Graves, Lori Davis, Keith Frederick, Donna Lehman, Martin Lavender, Lisa and Ron Davidson, Mike and Helen Quach, Linda Wells, Natel and James Barcelo, Liz, Dr. Nancy Baker, Tracy and Val Zudens, Melanie Coppola, Lindsay Nafzinger, love her, mm-hmm. Dr. Johnson Hagwood, Lenny Zanka, Donna Wilford, the D. Alfonso's, and my very own Susan Lorenz of Pac-Mail Beachside. We were very excited to have the Pac-Mail 14-foot truck, which goes around town doing free pickups and deliveries for all of the shipping needs of businesses and residents, actually be the quote-unquote sleigh for the toy drive.
It was.
And was able to help accommodate the distribution and the delivery of those 200-plus toys. That was tremendous.
Did
and
a fantastic job.
Bravo. Round of applause. And before we go to break, just a quick happy birthday, Mr. Freddie Woolfork. If this isn't
Thank
the
you.
Greatest gift,
Thank you.
Put a big smile on
big
your
smile
face.
Big smile on my face,
right?
I tell you.
This is quite the celebration.
Thank you.
You know, he's 39 and holding, folks.
That's it.
That's right. Right.
I'm really six perfect tens and five.
I love that.
Yeah.
But
good
not a wrinkle on them. I love it. You're listening to The Vero Insider. You can always visit TheVeroInsider.com to live link to all of our wonderful sponsors. But we have a whole lot more in store with tips for the new year. Don't go anywhere.
When in need of a specific service, you go to a provider who specializes in it, right? So why not do the same when it comes to your home loan? At Caliber Home Loans, mortgages are all we do, and the Treasure Coast is our focus. We use only local appraisers to ensure true values, and decisions are made in-house. No hoops to jump through or feeling like you're just a number, like when dealing with the big banks. At Caliber Home Loans, helping you get a loan for the home of your dreams is not just what we do best, it's all we do, and we're here for you. So shop with confidence for your new home in Indian River County and come see our team of specialists at Caliber Home Loans. Call us at 844-GO-CALIBER. Or visit us online at www.calibertreasurecoast.com. I'm Shannon Pohl, and I approve this message.
Panda Contractors will make you smile. Panda Contractors is a full-service Vero Beach roofing contractor and remodeling company, serving the greater Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie areas. With in-house consulting services and trained installers, Panda Contractors is a leader in roofing services such as leak repairs, roof ventilation. We also provide home renovations such as bathroom and kitchen remodeling, home additions, and much, much more. Panda Contractors is a member of the iTex trading community. Your iTex dollars are welcome.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
You can trust Sandpiper Pest Control, serving Indian River, St. Lucie, and Brevard. Certified by the state of Florida to treat homes, lawns, and termites. Fully licensed and insured. Priced right, effective, and friendly.
Hi, this is Joel, the owner of Sandpiper Pest Control. Sandpiper can solve your pest issues. No contracts to sign, just results.
Call for a free estimate, 772-589-0204. Sandpiper Pest Control, a member of the iTex trading community, your iTex dollars are welcome.
The pain was so bad, going down his leg, he could barely work. We went to the ProSpine team of doctors. They were able to put him on physical therapy and do specialized injections. He's so much better now, without surgery. Dr. Johnny Benjamin is trusted. Over 20 years, he's built his reputation as an excellent surgeon who doesn't think surgery first.
I've tried everything, and my back pain was ruining my quality of life. Thankfully, Dr. Marcus Malone didn't judge me. He put me on the proper medication and checks on me often.
ProSpine in Vero Beach. We've got your back.
White Club Moving and Storage. We keep Florida moving.
A-plus rated with Angie's List and Better Business Bureau. You'll have peace of mind every time when using White Glove, plus free estimates. The Buggy Bunch says White Glove moved our office. It was great. Beth Mitchell of Sebastian Chambers said it was the best move of her life. Steve Schlitt of Coldwell Banker Paradise says we use White Glove at the office and personally.
866-GLOVE-10.
I'm feeling fantastic, thanks to the Blue Star and this delicious Cabernet. Make me feel all warm and cozy inside.
Cozy and fuzzy inside.
Yeah. Big Kitty, smile.
Yeah. Kitty had rabbit as an appetizer. This would be fabulous with that.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
Slow, tender, braised, delicious. You know, if you are still looking for some good stocking stuffers, last minute gifts, I highly recommend you visit two of my favorite destinations for beauty. That's right. Foxy Nails, open 7 days a week in the Fresh Market Plaza, is my go-to destination. There isn't a Pinterest design or technique that the girls at Foxy Nails can't replicate. In fact, I'm very smitten. What do you gentlemen think of my pretty bow?
Ooh,
isn't
like
that nice?
Oh,
it's Christmas, but it can also easily take me into the new year. Oh. Very versatile. Mm-hmm.
Definitely holiday.
Very mm-hmm. holiday. Yeah. A little bit of sparkle goes a long way. They obviously provide gift cards, but it's open for guys, gals, little kids. You can host a birthday party, bridal shower, you name it. In addition, the hair studio of Vero. This is the time of year where you need a quick blowout, a quick style. You want to just look fabulous. Run in, run out because you have a party or some sort of engagement. And of course, if you do have a New Year's Eve party, you're going to want to make an appointment with Melissa soon, I promise you, because she's going to provide you with that guaranteed service, the best prices around, the Sensible Salon, Hair Studio Vero, Oslo, and US 1. But she does so much more than that right now. $50 gift card to get $10 to give or to use on your own. No blackout dates like some of these restaurants mm-hmm. do with your $10 bonus card.
Right.
So annoying,
yeah,
right? You have 1 week to use it. Yeah. Great,
right.
Thanks. And one
only,
at a time.
And only Tuesday night.
Then right,
yeah,
naturally.
Or whatever, yeah.
So again, take advantage of her promotions that she has. She even has some new bath bombs and homemade soaps, gorgeous, gorgeous packaging. So again, good little gifts. And just to make you feel special or to give to that lady in your life that you want to pamper, Foxy Nails, Hair Studio Vero, you won't be disappointed. I have two terrific guests in the studio. Freddie Woolfork, it's his birthday.
Yay, happy
birthday. And he's here to educate us about the Gifford Youth Achievement Center and some of the changes that they've been going through, more than just the name change, of course. But we also have Lauren Wiseman. He's a business advisor, speaker, and author. He's relatively new to the area. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, your current business address is 505 Beachland Boulevard.
Well, absolutely.
Right? What on earth do I mean?
Well, when I first got to town, I mean, I came from Los Angeles, and whether you just want, you know, to remain anonymous, it's good. It's safe to have a box somewhere.
Yeah.
And
as
opposed to just having a post office box, why not have it in a location where you can connect with people, where you can talk to people? I moved here October of 2 years ago. Immediately, 505 Beachland Boulevard, 1-205. And it's easier with certain people that, I mean, when I lived in Los Angeles, people would come to that Pac-Mail equivalent, but nowhere as cool as Pac-Mail.
Good save, sir.
I love him.
I know. He's such a keeper.
Yeah.
You know, for your privacy, if you're on the beach, off the beach, it's great. It's easy access, whether you're, you know, just popping over the bridge, that little left and quick right.
Right.
I advise everyone and just anybody, just for security and privacy, having that one box, having certain bills, having certain information, not going directly to your home. It's one more tip you can take to 2017 to stay that much safer. They're incredibly affordable boxes, and it's a peace of mind.
Well said.
Well said.
Well said. And I really want to keep going on this 2017 tips for the new year for branding, as well as some red flags. So we can start with whichever one you'd like. Should we start from a branding perspective, or are you feeling like we should?
Let's go for a branding perspective and what's going on over in Gifford.
Let's do that. Let's tie this in with our handsome Freddie over here. Right. I like this.
One of the things that I talk about with nonprofits, and mostly West Coast, but I'd like to be involved because I'm right nearby you. I just moved off island to Bridgepoint.
Okay.
So I'm right in your neck of the woods. When you give a toy, and there's some of that, it's just going to be a toy. It's so much more than a toy for a child.
Right.
This can be self-esteem.
Yes.
To hand them a toy. Mm-hmm. These kids that receive toys, they learn to take care of items. They learn to care for items. They learn to respect items. This isn't about going out to a store and saying, okay, I'm going to get a little trinket. Mm-hmm. Get something that they're going to maintain, because they learn how to maintain it better than some kids that have those toys already set under the tree.
Right.
When you take that consideration into mind, when it comes to giving, you're not giving a physical object. You're giving to someone something they weren't expecting. And that's what changes the life. It's not the toy. And I think certain people get lost in that. I saw that being lost in LA. You're doing something for self-esteem. You're doing something for intelligence. You're doing something for respect. That toy can lead a child into a better adulthood. It sounds overplayed. It's not. It really, to know that you receive something.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so When you take that, somebody that learns to get a small little race car and they take care of that race car, they clean that car, maybe they're going to clean their car, regardless of what they get down the line or what they buy. But understanding money, understanding gifts, understanding earning, it can come and it can make the difference. And it has made the difference when you donate toys. So it's much more beyond just an item.
Much more.
This is the foundation of something much bigger.
So from a branding perspective, going into 2017, are you suggesting that as folks find their charitable outlets, that they look at how many layers deep their action is?
One is layers deep. The second is vetting. What are you giving to? Is it an organization like what you have that is justified, formatted correctly, or, and you got to realize this about nonprofits, you can go online and find out where the money is going.
So true.
Yeah.
You can find out, well, why does this particular person take millions and millions of dollars? I no longer give to the Grammy Foundation because I know exactly how much is going to the executive director and not going to the kids and not going to the music programs. So vetting that is key. It's crucial.
That's very good information. And I think as we all look for our charitable giving, that we need to think how philanthropic we want to be and how involved in our back door and our community, our backyard, that we want to engage. You're listening to The Vero Insider. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. We're going to come back and find out a little bit more of what's going on at the Gifford Youth Achievement Center.